96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe to the Gazette at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 722, and we were looking to get, I think, one of the architects on to talk about the Shaping the Community Workshop, Shape the Future Community Workshop, Emporia Rec Center, that is coming up tomorrow evening, and this will be at the Boyer Building, but we have not been able to track him down here this morning. But what we can tell you is this. It is from 5 until 7:30, come and go, at the Boyer Community Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. They'll be using interactive floor plans and virtual 3D models, so you can explore many of the, you know, larger recreation spaces that are proposed, like the Indoor Aquatic Center, gymnasium, and then you'll be able to provide feedback.
Yep.
What you like, what you don't like.
Exactly, which is part of the process, which has been ongoing for a while, and actually do have Adam joining us now. And I apologize, Ron, because I fed you some bad information on his phone number, so that is my fault. We've got him on right now, so we should be good to go and talk
Adam
about
Bastian here is with us.
Okay. Yes, sir. Adam.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Well, Adam, I'm going to ask you here before we start talking, really kind of diving into what Ron had just mentioned, is what people can kind of see and maybe kind of lay out in their own minds what the Champions Landing site could possibly bring here when it comes to public rec. Maybe you can go ahead and kind of update us on where things stand from your perspective leading into tomorrow, kind of what you're looking at here and really what you do want the public to chime in on here coming up tomorrow night.
Absolutely. So tomorrow night is going to be similar to the last community engagement session that we had about a month ago, where we're asking the public to come in and take a look at where we are at in the design process and provide feedback. And now, of course, because there's been a month between the two, we've had an opportunity to advance the design, and we will be showing more detail within each one of these design options that we have. We have two different building layouts. We have one layout that treats the site in a more traditional way. Because the site has a lot of grade change, a lot of hills on it, and topography, there's a couple different ways you can do it. So there's more of a traditional building that you enter in on the main level, and you can go up to an upper level. Most buildings you see are similar to that, most two-story buildings. There's another opportunity, because of the amount of grade change we have on the site, where you can enter in on the upper level and then go down into a lower level. So almost like a house that has a basement that can walk out from that basement. This would be a similar design. Both of these designs have opportunities and challenges associated with them, and we'd love the public to come in and talk about which ones they like or what elements in each one of these designs they prefer. To go along with that, we're going to have 3D models. So on our computer, we'll have live 3D models. We'll have a couple video game controllers associated with them, and if you'd like, you can actually grab onto the controller and work your way around the model, so it's a little bit more interactive. Otherwise, if you're not comfortable with that, we can handle that, and we can show you the different designs and walk you through that way. We will also have a VR headset there, so if you are brave enough to put the VR headset on, you can take a look at what these designs would look like you're standing in the space. So a pretty fun way to show that off. And then to go along with technology, we'll still have the same floor plans that we had last time to help explain the design too. So we're hoping to cater to everyone and really all types of people and how you want to interact with this design. Just a way to get people a little bit more educated as to where we are in the process, and hopefully just better to provide feedback.
Well, Adam, how?
And then one.
Go ahead.
If I could, one other. There's another really important part here. So apologies for interrupting you there. But after we do the full building design, we actually will have stations set up. So similar to last time, where we have a few tables set up around the space, and they're going to get much more detailed about a few different areas within the design. So, and I heard you mention it right when I joined on, but the aquatic center is going to be a big one. We had so many questions and comments on the aquatic center last time. We heard that. We understand it. It makes a lot of sense. That's going to be one of the most exciting spaces in this building. We have a station dedicated to that, and we have our aquatics designer, Doug Whitaker from WTI. He is going to be there answering all the questions and showing a few options as well. So love to get feedback on that. We'll also have a station for the gymnasium, the turf, the fitness center, the locker room, so a few of these other areas where you can have more detailed conversations with people on our design team and hopefully really express a lot of the interest that you have for those individual spaces. So the committee has done a great job of identifying usage of a lot of these, but we want to hear from the public on what you would actually love to do in these spaces so that we can design it accordingly so that it can happen when the building's open.
You mentioned gymnasium or gymnasiums. Are we still looking at one here? And how important at this point, Adam, still is the Emporia community input into this?
The community input is absolutely important. We've talked from the very beginning about this building becoming truly unique to Emporia, and really the only way we get this building to be unique to Emporia is if we get the community to come in and provide feedback. And so I hope that at that very first station, people will be able to see some of the feedback that we heard in the last session, and they'll actually be able to see it in the design with a few of the individual spaces that we have, and even just the overall layout of the building too. But please come out, give us the feedback. We are actively listening and implementing a lot of the things that we hear into the design.
That was going to be my next question here, Adam, is besides removing potential options for a location, what are some of the different ways that the community engagement / steering committee input has already gotten you to this point in the process?
Yeah, very good question. So at the last session, there were a few different opportunities to provide feedback. So the first one was sort of a general information gathering area where there were members of the committee that were stationed there, and you could answer any general questions that you might have. The second station were about the individual sites, and I personally was lucky enough to man the Champions Landing site. And so I actually got a lot of feedback as to where the building could be potentially located on the site, what that might look like. And there were a few different comments about how the building treated the neighbors and the neighborhood, and the location on the east side of Champions Landing was far more preferred than anywhere else, more in the middle, more on the west side. And we took that to heart. And now both of the options that we have are more positioned on the east side. There was also a lot of talk about just how the building reacted to the neighbors across the street in the neighborhood, and if there were opportunities to provide a little bit of a cushion, visual cushion and physical cushion from those neighbors, and so that the building is slightly set back from the street. We're going to have landscaping there. We're breaking up the parking lot, so the parking lot isn't a massive, looking like a retail parking lot, but it's actually divided up into smaller sections with landscaping in between it. So from an overall building site plan and floor plan standpoint, a lot of feedback there that we were able to respond to. From individual spaces, from individual spaces, we have the image surveys that we did last time, and so I'm hoping that the community will be able to see from those spaces the availability of natural light, the openness in the facility. Those are all things that the community loved, and in the 3D models that we'll show, we have those elements in our spaces as well.
So, Adam, do you have some flexibility at Champions Landing? Sounds like you have some maneuverability out there, being able to adjust. Is that going to be the case?
Absolutely.
The
two options that we show are relatively different from each other. And okay. So, and even the way that this works here is that as we look at these two different options, there's a very good chance that it's not one of those options that moves forward. It's a combination. So it might be 85% of one and 15% of the other, but it's really all about the community and what they feel and what they like. If everybody loves one, we'll go with one. If everybody is a little bit more split, we'll find a way to make it work.
Adam Bastian again joining us with the Design the Future engagement session coming up tomorrow. Adam, one of the things tagging off of Ron's question here, and one of the things that the steering committee had mentioned here over the last month or so, is the possibility of maybe a partnership with Emporia State University for additional facilities that may not have been originally part of the process. Does this also, the Champions Landing site, regardless of the layout, does that also maybe allow for a potential expansion to come? Because, member serves me correctly, there was a desire for about 150,000 square feet of space, kind of the top-end wish list, and this is going to be about 100,000 square foot facility. Is there the possibility to easily expand in case maybe more facilities at that spot are indeed needed or wanted later on?
Yes, that is one of the advantages of this site. So when we were looking at the individual sites, there were a few options that allowed for expansion. This was one of those options. And you mentioned ESU and the relationship that we have there. Absolutely, that could come to fruition at any time. But the reality of it is, I think it's the most important to understand that the future is unknown. And the more that you can position yourself as a community for an opportunity to expand in many different ways, the better. This site allows that, and the building designs that will show allow that as well. We want to make sure that whatever expansion might happen, that it makes sense in the future, that there's circulation to connect, that you can share resources like restrooms and locker rooms and concession area and community rooms, things that any expansion would also be able to use and take advantage of. Our building designs are setting up in that way to allow that to happen.
Well, it's Help Shape the Future Community Workshop, and this is set for we want to let you know that this is set for the Boyer Building coming up tomorrow, 5 until 7:30, come and go. Your input is much needed and very welcome. So this, again, is tomorrow night, 5 until 7:30, as the Emporia Rec Steering Committee and the architecture firm will be there to kind of help you guide through, and certainly they want your feedback, too, on what has been proposed and the work yet to be done, as the steering committee hopes to get this on the ballot in March for the public to vote about. But still a ways to go before a final project is agreed upon. Adam, great job this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Hey, if I could say one more thing for 20 seconds. I know I talked a lot, but I didn't mention the Lee Barron Recreation Center, the existing recreation center, and we will be talking about options for that as well, too. So that's very much on the table to still be maintained as a recreation space. And again, we'd love the community to come in and tell us what they're thinking for that space, too.
Well said. All right, Adam, we'll be seeing you tomorrow. Thanks much.
Thank you all. Bye.
Adam Bastian joining us here this morning, so Help Shape the Future Community Workshop tomorrow, Boyer Community Building, 5 until 7:30.
All right. If you want to be part of our newsmaker spots, our next available one happens to be next Monday. But beyond that, we are full from there through the 25th. And if you'd like another spot, say, later in the month of October into early November, there are scattered dates already claimed. So let us know what you want, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Lisa Fuller joins us tomorrow with another update, another preview of the Gary Fuller Shootout coming up this weekend.
This weekend, and our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette. 735, 41 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
The scariest part of October is holiday shopping is right around the corner. Don't let purchasing gifts be too